Good morning. The deep pool of cool air that's been bringing us unsettled weather and unseasonably cool temperatures across interior New York and New England for the better part of the last week is finally lifting out through the Canadian Maritimes. In its place, high pressure both at the surface and aloft is building in. It's starting off cool this morning with mostly clear skies. Temperatures have dropped back into the lower and middle 50s. But with that high pressure bringing us plenty of sunshine throughout the day today, and a northwest breeze at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, readings will climb back through the 60s and into the middle and upper 70s on average for afternoon highs. Parts of the higher terrain will stay in the upper 60s and lower 70s. One of the coolest nights of the season tonight, with that high pressure center overhead, skies will be clear and winds will be light, allowing any heating from the day to be lost off into the atmosphere, and temperatures will drop quickly after sunset tonight all the way down into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average, with many locations even getting down into the lower and middle 40s by first thing tomorrow morning. That high pressure center will continue to hang on, bringing us brilliant sunshine for the day on Tuesday, and even warmer readings during the afternoon will quickly come off our chilly morning lows to push through the 50s and 60s and even through the 70s, with many places touching the 80 degree mark in the valleys by late in the day. Higher terrain will stay in the middle to upper 70s. A weak disturbance currently moving through the Midwest will approach the Great Lakes tomorrow and arrive in our area late in the day on Wednesday. Clouds will be on the increase, and we will have the chance of showers by the end of the day as this disturbance slowly makes its way into the region. Highs will stay in the 70s and in the middle and upper 70s on Thursday with some lingering showers. Right now, it looks like we'll start to dry things out on Friday and into the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of southeastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and Iowa. Despite weak instability, the presence of a mid-level jet stream with winds of 30 to 50 knots crossing southern Minnesota and Iowa during the afternoon should support updraft organization and rotation. Large hail and locally damaging winds will be the primary severe risk across this area, with some risk persisting into the evening hours and perhaps expanding southward into northern Missouri after dark. This as a southwesterly low-level jet stream develops, supporting continued convection. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Roanne, Denmark, at 1:41 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota at 5:59 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with rain showers and fog, 37 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 59 degrees, the dew point 55, 87% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 77 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature 69, that's 1 degree below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rainfall yesterday for the month 83/100ths, which is 1.20 inches below normal. And 26.03 inches for the year, which is 1.31 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month now 84, that's 27 below normal. And 504 for the season, which is 27 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 80 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 95 set in 1913, and the record low 40 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening 7:53 p.m., 13 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s, though staying in the 60s in the mountains. Clear and very cool tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s, even some 30s across the highest terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and very cool tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably warm, upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of showers in the middle to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs all 3 days in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.